Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, October 8th, 2018. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Sinagoff, followed by the pledge allegiance led by Commissioner Earl.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this opportunity to stand before the citizens of Jefferson County as their representative. We ask that you continue to bless this county as well as all elected officials, their families, and the staff. We pray for those that are fighting for our democracy here and abroad. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please join me, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Apologize for the lack of all members of the court being here this morning, but two of our commissioners had to get their continuing education hours and had to be in the woodlands this morning. We still have a court. All right, I'll go a little bit out of order to begin under County Commissioners. Item A is consider possibly approve proclamation for TEEA Day week. Item B is consider possibly approve proclamation for National 4-H Week. And item C is consider possibly approve presentation regarding Rapid Recovery Rebuilding Program. And item D is consider possibly approve resolution concerning windstorm insurance reform and proposed rate increase.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Earl, seconded by Commissioner Sinagoff. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And so, Starla, I'll begin with the TEEA Week.
Hi.
Good morning. Let me read this proclamation, then I'll turn it over to you. Whereas Jefferson County Extension Education Association believes strong families are basic to the well-being of Texas, and whereas they have education programs that address critical needs impacting Texas families and communities, and whereas they see education as a lifelong learning process, and they believe volunteers and opportunities for volunteer development are important, and whereas they develop leadership that offered opportunities for personal growth and development, and cultural and ethics diversity in programs and membership is present, and whereas global awareness is recognized, and the Jefferson County Extension Education Association cooperates with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Services to attain mutual goals. Now therefore be it resolved and approved by the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, that we hereby proclaim the week of October 8th through 12th as Texas Extension Education Association Week in Jefferson County and commend them for their efforts.
Thank you. We can appreciate your support so much, and I appreciate the ladies. We have four clubs in Jefferson County that are Texas Extension Education Association clubs, and they are blessing to our program. They support the Family Community Health Program. They sell the pines to support 4-H scholarships and other scholarships, and you know, they just keep the education going that helps our families be strong and keep some of those basic knowledge, return that back to families so we can have strong families. So we appreciate them.
Well, thank you so very much for your work in the county and with youth. I've been to the potluck dinners that they have to give out their scholarships. It's better than the Methodist Church potluck dinner.
Yay.
We appreciate all you do in the community. Next, we have a proclamation on National 4-H Week. Reads, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County proud to honor the 4-H Youth Development Program of Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service for 111 years of providing experience-based education to youngsters throughout the state of Texas. Whereas this admirable program seeks to provide a learning experience for the whole child, including head, heart, hands, and health, helps young Texans to acquire knowledge, develop life skills, and form attitudes to enable them to become self-directed, productive, and contributing members of our society. Whereas it's more than 550,000 urban, suburban, and rural youth participants ranging in age from 8 to 19, hail from diverse ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds and truly represent a cross-section of the state. And whereas the program undoubtedly could not have achieved the success that it has today were it not for the service of its more than 22,000 volunteers who have given generously of their time, talents, energies, and resources to the youth of Texas. And whereas throughout its proud history, the 4-H program has developed positive role model for countless Texans, and through its innovative and inspiring programs continues to build character and to instill the values that have made our state strong and great. Now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners' Court of Jefferson County hereby designates October 7th through 13th, 2018 as National 4-H Week in Texas, and we commend the 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service and the many men and women who have made the program a success on this day by the members of the Commissioners' Court. Who's going to speak, Donna?
It'll be me.
If you will introduce yourself for the record, please, sir.
My name is Logan Perry, and thank you, Judge Brannick and the Commissioners, for declaring October 7th through 13th, 2018 as National 4-H Week in Jefferson County. As I said, I'm Logan Perry from the Reach 4-H Club, and I'm the chairman of the Jefferson County Youth 4-H Council. And I'm here today representing my fellow council officers, Jonah Romero from Grace 4-H, Noah Landry from Reach 4-H, Mallory Crabtree from Grace 4-H, Maggie Landry from Reach 4-H, Wesley DeVille from Reach 4-H, and Isaac DeVille from Reach 4-H. And not present today is Ms. Mackenzie Bailey from Hampshire Finette 4-H Club, as well as the 258 members of the Jefferson County youth that participate in our 11 local 4-H clubs. For 110 years now, the 4-H program of Texas has been engaging youth in activities that help develop skills for a lifetime. These skills range from communication to community service and from goal setting to leadership. Regardless of the skill learned, the benefits gathered from a young person participating in the 4-H program are priceless. We are a community of young people learning leadership, citizenship, and life skills. In Jefferson County, 2017 to 2018, we had 1,892 youth participate in 4-H programs that offer the opportunity to succeed by learning life skills. There were 246 entries at county competitions, with 186 at the district level, and 11 senior 4-H members participated at state competitions. This year, we had a 4-H member represent Jefferson County 4-H at the National Shooting Sports Competition in Grand Island, Nebraska. We had 76 4-H entries show in the South Texas State Fair, and due to Hurricane Harvey, a number of 4-H members lost homes, belongings, and animals. We had Jefferson County, Ohio adopt us and send gift cards, and we really appreciated their kindness. We supported the district program Toys for Children for the Texas Children's Hospital, and Jefferson County donated the most toys and brought home the Traveling Sweepstakes Award once again for the third year in a row. 4-H is unique in that it offers experiences to both urban and rural youth by providing the opportunity to participate in community 4-H clubs, learning experiences in school classrooms, day and overnight camps, and other special interest opportunities. A young person's experiences in 4-H makes a difference for a lifetime by allowing them to grow and appreciate the importance of being a good citizen, a strong leader, and a person of character. Texas 4-H members have always been proud of the communities they call home. Whether they live in cities, towns, or rural areas, 4-H'ers make their communities better year-round, but they couldn't do it without help. One Day 4-H was created in 2009 as a way for all 4-H members to say thank you to their communities, counties, and state for all the support they have provided to 4-H for over 100 years. Now, in its ninth year, One Day 4-H will be held on October 13th, 2018. In every county across Texas, 4-H members, adult volunteers, and friends will help improve their communities by adopting a service project. First, we would like to thank all of the volunteers last year for helping Jefferson County 4-H in all that we did. In October of 2017, because of Hurricane Harvey, we saw opportunities for 4-H to help a recovering community. So each club did their own project. The 4-H members and volunteers of Jefferson County are to be commended for the success of One Day 4-H in Jefferson County. The Amelia 4-H Club, they did 20 photo restoration kits were given away, along with information on how to restore photographs at Tractor Supply, while promoting the Paper Clover campaign, and 147 paper clovers were sold. Grace 4-H Club, 20 4-H members cleaned pastures and fences for Stable Spirits, 20 youth, a nonprofit organization providing equine-assisted psychotherapy to youth and adults with a special interest in providing mental health services to people experiencing the effects of crime, crisis, trauma, and other issues that may put them at risk. Stable Spirit also works with families and groups to best support the needs of their clients. Hampshire Finette 4-H Club had 20 youth pick up debris left by Harvey along the roadside in their community. Legacy 4-H Club started a recycling program at their school because of all the water bottles being used by everyone. They called it the Green Team. This project is continuing at school with the students bringing their bottles from home and looking for other ways to target needs with plastic. They are now involved with Caps for a Cause, which raises money for wheelchairs for kids. Lone Star 4-H Club picked up debris at the community park in Groves. Reach 4-H Club had 15 members help at a local church, sort, and pick up supplies being given to those who needed the supplies. North China and Lucky Clover 4-H Clubs established a Helping Hands box at the China Community Park. It contained canned goods, toiletries, etc. The note reads, "Take what you need, leave what you can." They will keep the box stocked and running for the whole year. Mid County 4-H Club collected toys to be given to the children living in the Tent City in Port Arthur, but the Tent City was dismantled before the toys could be given, so the toys were given to the Blue Santa program. Again, this year we will be doing several different projects around our community, so if you see us out and about, please say hi. So again, on behalf of Jefferson County 4-H, we would like to thank the Corp for their continued support of our 4-H program. Could my fellow officers and I approach the bench?
You may.
Thank you.
Still needing appliances, furniture, and those sorts of things that were flooded out. So what we're doing with the Ride to Recovery on Saturday is we're raising money, manpower, and material to bring closure to those particular cases. We have about 100 cases that we can close with this ride, with this event, and that is just providing with them the basic needs of beds, furniture, appliances. Now, though there are some of the homes, we have over 200 homes that still need total replacement, repair, and severe repair. Those we will not be able to close with this particular event. But what we're trying to do is make sure we get the word out that long-term recovery in Port Arthur and Jefferson County still has a significant need. And I'm a bicycle rider, and I brought with me Miss Freddie Earl, and she's gonna ride. And I also brought along with me Mr. Eric Bender with Bicycle Sports. So we had to have some, you know, local experts with bicycles and bicycle riding. And we're glad to have the support of County Commissioner Shane Senegal, glad to have the support of the city, the police department, all our first responders. And we also have all of our supporters and sponsors listed on our flyer. We would love everybody to come out and have a good time. We're gonna have some professional athletes. One of the things I did not know is that Port Arthur and Beaumont have more retired NFL players than any other city in the state of Texas. And so we've reached out to a lot of the NFL players. They're coming out, they're gonna do a cook-off, and Commissioner Senegal says he's gonna be the judge at the cook-off.
Excellent judge.
Yeah. And we love to have some of the young folks come out, 4-H and others, to come out and be a part of this bike ride. And you don't have to be a professional rider. I'm not a professional rider, I have to confess. However, I've been practicing so that I can finish the ride. I don't want to be one of the organizers of the ride and not be able to finish the ride. So I've been riding the trail myself. So we need you to get the word out. We want to express our appreciation. We want to thank you also, Commissioner's Court. You've established a long-term recovery group here in Jefferson County. We're very proud of that. We look forward to working with them and bringing closure to all of the cases that we have. We've itemized the unmet needs in your packet, so we know what this 410 families need. We know what items they still have outstanding. That's the reason why we're getting out riding bicycles and going through the community and trying to get folks from Port Arthur and Beaumont help themselves, and others will help as well. So we really thank you, and we appreciate this opportunity to come before you. I know that Eric with Bike Sports is a longtime advocate for bike safety and bike rider safety here in Jefferson County. So he's working vehemently with our team to make sure that we are safe on the ride along with the first responders. So thank you very much for allowing us to come before you.
Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate what you're doing to help us.
Yes, also Judge Dr. Johnson, I want to thank you. You came in and you hit the ground running. This is an idea that you didn't explain that this is a model that we're trying to, you know, move around any type of disaster to raise funding. And Judge, as you can see, he's itemized, and these are people that they contacted and know exactly how to close that person. Yeah. And one thing this program is, what he failed to say is it gives people hope, because when you get those calls that all they need is a deep freezer, they're desperate just for that deep freezer, you know.
Absolutely.
So this is going to allow us to allow them to close out cases and give people hope. As conversations start that I got help, it just generates a lot of positive energy to get people back into Jefferson County. And I know he said that I'm a big supporter. I will not be riding. I will be riding the golf cart to make sure you guys are all right and give you water. And my representative, Tonya, who's kind of standing off, she's going to ride. The police chief is going to ride, so I'm challenging Sheriff Stevens and her crew to ride.
He challenged me, sir.
All right. But I'm doing it for it too, so.
I saw him Saturday, he was riding a Harley Davidson.
So I want to thank you again, Dr. Johnson, you and your staff. They're working out at the second floor of the EDC in Port Arthur, where people have been able to go in and talk to a live person about getting help, which is giving them a lot of comfort. Thank you again, and I see you have my favorite supporter, biggest supporter, Ms. Freddie Earl.
Absolutely. I wouldn't go anywhere without Ms. Freddie. Yeah. And this is the launching point, because we are also providing services in Harris County, Fort Bend, Brazoria, and now Puerto Rico. So we plan to announce the Houston Ride to Recovery on Saturday at the ride finish line. So we're looking to take this ride, because a lot of people ride bicycles, and I didn't really know how many people rode bicycles until I sit down and talk with Eric. And Eric is here in Beaumont, but he's in touch with a lot of rider clubs. And this is a good way that we can go out and help people close cases, do what we call closure for long-term recovery. And so it's a win-win for everybody, and we look forward to everybody having a little fun, because we're going to have some food out there, so that'll be great. We'll have a little fun, and we'll close some cases, and we'll help people move on. So thank you so much for allowing me to come forward.
Thank you, Eric, also. You and your wife have always been big supporters. Judge, can Eric say something? Eric? They've been big supporters of the ARC and different programs around this community.
We're excited about the bicycle ride. For anyone who's interested in going, this is not going to be for people who wear a Lycra. This is going to be for ordinary people who ride bicycles. It's not a race, and it's going to be fun. And there's going to be barbecue at the end. So come on out, work up a little appetite, and then let's have some barbecue after the bike ride. We love riding bicycles, and we love barbecue in Southeast Texas. Y'all come out, let's play, and let's support Port Arthur and the needs that they have. It's easy enough. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Eric. Moving down, the first thing item A is consider to execute, receive, file a contract extension for a term contract for Morgan Transport Services for Jefferson County with DJ Transport Service for an additional 2 weeks to expire on November 28, 2018. Item B is consider to approve, execute, receive, file a contract extension for a term contract with Janitorial Services for Jefferson County with Members Building Maintenance for an additional 3 weeks to expire November 22, 2018. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for liquid soil stabilizer for Jefferson County with Base Seal International Inc. for a fourth and final 1 year renewal from October 23rd, 2018 to October 22nd, 2019. Item D is consider and approve, award, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Griffith Mosley Johnson Associates in accordance with Grant Administration and Management Services Infrastructure for Community Development Block Grant and Disaster Recovery Program for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262 Texas Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, 2 CFR Section 200, Sections 318 through 326. Item E is considered to approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with LexisNexis in Jefferson County for AccuRent Government Services online access for 11 users within the District Attorney's Office. That's for a 1 year term from January 1st, 2019 to December 31st, 2019 at a cost of $93.73 per month per user. Item F is considered approved discretionary exemption as authorized by local government code section 262.024A7A for items that can be obtained from only one source and for which competition is precluded because of the existence of patents, copyrights, secret processes, or monopolies for annual maintenance services for the accounting and financial system with Superior in the amount of $52,746.94. That motion on both items under first.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinodal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor. Item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2018 budget amendment for year-end accruals for indigent defense, gasoline, and contractual services for 279th District Court, 252nd District Court, Service Center, and County Moore, in the amount of $130,000. Item B is Raymer County sales check numbers 451388 through 451712. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Sinnagle. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, we have one item. Please consider and possibly approve out of date travel for two officers, Jarvis Cormier and Ryan Edgar, of the Sheriff's Office to be, they've been chosen to be K-9 handlers for the Sheriff's Office, and their training will be held at K-9 Concepts in Broussard, Louisiana, October 8th through October 26th. And the travel expenses will be paid through seized funds at no cost. Do you have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinnagle. Second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public? If not, we thank you all for being here today. Congratulate you for your fine work with Board of Aid, your voluntary hours you're putting into the community, and to y'all for helping Board of Aid put up those cases down there, Dr. Johnson. I appreciate y'all. We are adjourned. Thank you.